I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, dealing with DeVos. Betsy DeVos was confirmed by the Senate as Education Secretary after Vice President Mike Pence jumped in to break the tie. Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien tell us how Trump and DeVos see the win. Stephen Colbert reveals what her first act as Education Secretary will be. Jimmy Fallon tells us which furry creatures lost bigger than Democrats with this confirmation. Seth Meyers takes her through fractions. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
The Senate officially confirmed Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary with a vote of 51. That's 51% of the audience there. Vote of 51 to 50. That was the vote, yeah. Or as Trump calls that, a landslide.
Now, here's the interesting. It's come out that Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who many think is unqualified, gave big contributions to half the Republican senators who voted for her. Half. Yeah. Or, as Betsy DeVos calls it, 75% of them. That's not a good sign. That's not a good sign.
There are 100 senators. She got the votes of only half of them. So her first act is to make 50 count as a passing grade.
Vice President Mike Pence today cast the tie-breaking vote to confirm controversial Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos. And if you don't know what that means, you're probably Betsy DeVos. What's that? I got confirmed? Well, that's terrible news. Oh, it's good news.
The Democrats pulled an all-nighter on the Senate to try to get one more Republican to vote against her. They could not do that, and Betsy DeVos squeaked in 51 votes to 50, which is terrible news for Democrats and even worse news for grizzly bears.
Republicans put everything on the line on this one. This was the hill to die on for Republicans, clearly. Nothing is more important than getting the right leader for the Department of Education, which today they introduced a bill to eliminate. Congratulations, Betsy. You're the new pilot of the Hindenburg. Got a light?
According to a new poll, 54% of Americans disapprove of the job President Trump is doing, or as Betsy DeVos calls that, one-third.
You have to give her a chance. She already has an innovative new plan for our public schools, which are now, by the way, brought to you by Mountain Dew Code Red.
Betsy DeVos is confirmed as Education Secretary despite not having any experience in public education. When asked why he nominated her in the first place, Trump said,
I love the poorly educated.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.